Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
So when the final whistle blows in the Aviva Stadium tomorrow evening, the sporting focus in the capital will switch to the Docklands and to the Three Arena for Katie Taylor's world title fight with Chantelle Cameron. But here's a question. Is Katie Taylor Ireland's first and only ever female world boxing champion? No, is the answer. We're going to roll back the years as Siobhan Madigan takes us down memory lane in the company of Ireland's first female champion, Louth woman, Deirdre Gogarty.
It's amazing that I met up again with Deirdre Gogarty, who was my hero growing up. She was the only female fighter I actually knew of at the time. Just the influence that she had on my career.
Long before Katie Taylor started to scale the ladder of world domination of both women's amateur and now professional boxing, came Deirdre Gogarty. The now 53-year-old Drogheda woman has returned to Ireland from America this week and will be present on Saturday night to cheer on the new queen, Katie Taylor, as she bids to become Ireland's first two-weight unified world champion when she takes on Chantelle Cameron at the Three Arena. However, Gogarty's journey to the top was anything but straightforward. Her voyage begun in the small County Louth town of Drogheda back in the early 1990s.
Well, I started in the Drogheda Boxing Club. I was working in Dublin at Murakami Wolf on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So I moved to Dublin because of work, but I was really worried about a gym taking me in up here because it was hard to getting into the Drogheda Club. And I managed to talk Pat McCormick into letting me in, and he became my coach.
And it took you to Limerick for that first, I suppose, unsanctioned bout at the time, was it, with Anne-Marie right. Griffin?
Yeah, it was supposed to be an exhibition because we, you know, we weren't allowed to have a boxing match, and it was on the undercard of a kickboxing card, and they ended up scoring the fight, and I was delighted because I won.
How did it work out then, you know, that there was very little prospects of going anywhere else with it in Ireland?
Yes, so they let women be licensed in the United States. So ultimately, I had to make the choice of leaving and going to the States and getting a license and being able to box legitimately on men's cards.
So forced out of Ireland, Gogarty set about blazing a trail for herself stateside. But her progress was closely monitored by her St. Saviour's clubmate, Pete Taylor, who, of course, went on to guide the early stages of the career of his all-conquering daughter, Katie.
Yeah, look, we went over to see Deirdre when Katie was only a child, and I boxed out the same club, St. Saviour's, as Deirdre, and we know Deirdre well, and when Katie wrote her letters, and like Deirdre, even when she was boxing at the time, made the time to meet Katie, and I think we went over one time to spar with her. But Deirdre was actually sick, and she never got the opportunity. But yeah, absolutely brilliant. You know, Deirdre's a legend. She can't say enough good words about her.
It wasn't all plain sailing, however, for Gogarty. She based herself out of Louisiana, and from there took the road much less travelled. Eventually, though, leading her to the promised land.
Bo Williford took me all around the United States and tried very hard to build a name for me and build traction, and we ended up winning the world title and also fighting Christy Martin, which really put women's boxing on the map.
Deirdre Gogarty, the daughter of a world-renowned oral surgeon, her mom a public health dentist. She never told her folks about boxing early on. They thought she had a boyfriend in the gym. As she fights back, look at that.
Terrific left hook counter by Gogarty, and this is an even fight right here, every inch of the way.
Yeah, that Christy Martin fight in Las Vegas on the undercard of a Mike Tyson bout. Remind me, you were booed into the ring that night.
Yeah, we were booed on the way out to the ring, and I said, oh Lord, this is not going very well. But it was only probably halfway through the first round, there was a complete shift in the attitude of the crowd. And by the end of the round, they were on their feet and they cheered the rest of the way. And that's all they talked about afterwards was the women's fight.
Despite suffering defeat in Las Vegas that night to Christy Martin, Gogarty and her team regrouped and landed three more wins before her date with destiny arrived in the shape of that world title, which arrived in January 1997 against Florida's Bonnie Canino.
The feeling I had when I won the world title was as much relief as it was joy, just to finally get that title in my hand after so much work, sacrifice and effort and so many fights out of the ring, to be honest.
And that is it. 96 for the blue corner. The winner and new super featherweight champion, Deirdre Gogarty.
Did you explore perhaps trying to get a fight back in Ireland then?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my manager worked very hard. I wrote letters and applied for a license, but I never heard anything back, and it just petered out and never happened.
Well, it didn't happen for Deirdre Gogarty, but for sure it's happening now, and tomorrow night at the Three Arena, Taylor makes her first appearance as a professional fighter in Ireland. But she herself, despite all the hype, never forgets who inspired her on this journey and the legacy she intends to leave.
When I was growing up, you know, as a 9 or 10 year old, having these big dreams, you know, I didn't have the Olympics at the time, and we had so many obstacles, so many boundaries in the way, but here we are, making the path so much easier for the next generation of fighters.
And that report from Siobhan Madigan. If you're in the Drogheda area this evening, there's more, as the Deirdre Gogarty Legacy Committee are planning and fundraising to erect a statue of Gogarty in her hometown. That's all taking place in the Crescent Hall in Drogheda. Doors open from 7 p.m. Tickets at the door.